This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 7th of November 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling? Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready. Let's do it, man.
We're Krungvin, this is Master of Life.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. When we heard that Texan trio Krungvin were heading to London to play a few shows this month, we jumped at the chance to get them in the studio. In Thai, Krungvin means aeroplane, which seems fitting for a band that split between Houston and London. Their music is also Thai-inspired. More specifically, it takes influence from Thailand's 70s funk. But this isn't music for the dance floor. This is contemplative, and perhaps best enjoyed in a reclined position. Though we won't make you sit down if your toes start tapping. Their tracks are mostly instrumental, but at the end of this summer, they put out their first single with lyrics, which caused a bit of a buzz amongst fans and critics. We'll hear from band members Laura, Mark and DJ in just a moment, but first let's have a track from that rather lovely session. Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House, Krungvin. Lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here.
Such a pleasure. Thank
you. Such a great session. I think maybe we should start with describing what everyone's wearing today, because there was a great costume change before you went on stage.
Well, I'm just wearing this nice flowery shirt, black suit, some sweet boots.
Got a crazy 60s sort of paisley-ish printed trousers, crop top, glitter lips, signature.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just rocking a little navy polka dot button down type situation.
I like it. I love the outfits. So why don't we start right from the beginning, and why don't you explain how you guys came together?
So I met Mark in 2010? No.
Nine.
Way
eight.
Before that. Somewhere around then. These guys had been playing together for years before in a church and in various sort of gigs around town. When I met Mark, he started teaching me how to play bass. And the two of us went on tour with Yippa, supporting Bonobo on the West Coast. And after I'd had my first tour experience, I decided I wanted to start my own band. So Mark and I decided to start a band, and DJ and the two of us had been having dinner religiously every Tuesday night for about 3 years at that point. So it just seemed natural for the three of us to be in a project together.
From a musical point of view, how did you decide what your angle was going to be? I mean, you're inspired by a lot of 60s, 70s Thai funk. How did that all come into it?
That was definitely the jumping off point. In addition to a billion other influences. That's the stuff we listened to a lot when we would drive out to the barn in Burton where we rehearse and where we record all our stuff. So that's an hour and a half long drive, and we would just listen to all these cassettes that we had found online or different places. And since the last thing we hear when you pick up your instrument, the first thing you play is kind of distillation of everything you started hearing. So that was definitely the jumping off point. It's still in our music. I don't know if we necessarily like focus on that, but it's kind of part of our signature sound. So
I think if we get lost in the writing process, I think
yeah,
that's
definitely
something that we sort of go to as a source of inspiration. I don't know if it was ever a planned thing, but I think because we were listening to it at the time and we go back and listen to what we played, I think it was really apparent that, you know, one thing had led to another.
And your music's all instrumental, but you've just decided to add vocals to your latest single. What was the decision behind that?
I think we felt like we needed to rise to the challenge. Everyone was always asking if we were going to add vocals, which on one hand I think was just a natural thing. If you have instrumental music, people are going to ask, are there going to be vocals? But yeah. I think we knew that we were probably a little bit afraid to, mm-hmm. and we were not doing it because we were afraid to, rather than because we didn't actually want it. So we decided, so we decided to, we would sing together and that would somehow take a little bit of the edge off.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out who was going to sing lead or anything. We tossed around the idea of getting another vocalist or featuring people. It just made more sense for us to sing together. So we do.
But a Dutch courage.
Yeah.
This song is called White Gloves.
Thank you.
Laura, you're living here in London. Yeah. So how does that work? How are you making music together when you're on opposite sides of the Atlantic?
The internet,
Skype,
helps.
And Google Drive is basically.
It's in some ways we stick to the same formula that we always did, which was that I played bass over a drum beat, and then Mark would put guitar over what I played, which is how we started. And now, I kind of find drum loops. Well, Mark sent me a bank of drum loops.
Yeah.
And I'll just play
which
over
ones she likes. You know.
Yeah, I'll play. I'll make a bass line over them. Send them to Mark, and then he puts guitar over them, and so we're still able to sort of write from far away.
All right, this next one is called August 12.
So how long has it been since you last all played together as a band doing a live show before you came over to the UK?
3 years.
Live show? Yeah, about 3 years. We played together to record the record last year. But
yeah.
No, it was this,
this year.
Year.
But not live, which is a completely different situation.
So how did you feel getting back on stage together?
A lot of butterflies, a lot of nervousness.
I keep waking up in the middle of the night just going But I mean, I think you know, 3 shows in, I can feel a significant difference than the first show.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Krungbin. Find out more about their music at krungbin.com. That's spelled KHRUANGBIN. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell, and I'm Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time next week for more great live music, but for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.